What's up, you guys are watching Half Woke. Brent, what's our first story?
Our first story is we got the creator of fake Black Lives Matter charity. So this dude used $200,000 in donations on himself. He promoted it, got it popping, had the whole social media popping. The FBI says that Sir Major Page created a fraudulent social media and a GoFundMe pages under the same Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta. And there was a huge increase in donations following the death of George Floyd. In June, the Black Lives Matter of Georgia page received $36,000 in donations, followed by $370,000 in July and $59,000 in August, the FBI said. They got videos and live streams of his brother's social page, all over his social media. He can be heard boasting about his money, his suits, his cufflinks. This nigga's bragging on his cufflinks, on his $150 ties. But then karma caught up with his brother. He got arrested by the feds and was federally charged with wire fraud, 2 counts of money laundering. And you know, they threw some more stuff on him too, you know, just for tips, you know. What y'all think about that, yo? He came up off Black Lives Matter, yo, real talk. Like, he had a nice little run. Everybody
say a lick is a lick, fool. That was a nice black lick. Black licks matter. You remember what I'm saying? And he hit a lick on me, ho. He was not as smart as he should have been with it, because he probably half woke like us. You know what I'm saying? But the point is, say, that was very smart, especially from one of us. Like, they know how to get over. They know all the loopholes. We don't. So, you know, that's why we don't get stuff. But, like, find a lick that don't hurt nobody, fool. This is like standing on the corner, fool. I just used your name because, you know what I'm saying? Say, that was genius, fool. That was genius.
When you start talking to accountants and tax people, you realize it's a lot of non-profit organizations profiting very, very heavily. So y'all just have to know that off top and think about that twice before you donate anything. That's why I like to do my own charity work. Like, you know, I like to take my fucking dollars and give them directly to the person and stalk them, see how they spend it. No, I'm kidding. But, like, you know, I really do like going and doing my charity versus just pressing, yeah, round up your money at the store. And they, like, 90% of that didn't even go to breast cancer. It just went to somebody's yacht. Like, what?
You got my wheels turning with this story. Like,
what? I ain't mad at him either. Because he black. And his life matter too. So I don't see what the problem is.
This is the issue though, right? First of all, we got to do better when it comes to who we are donating to. The nigga name is Sir Major Page.
What?
If that's not the fakest name you've ever heard, I don't know what it is. That's like a nigga name being Scam Likely. You're like, yeah, sure, I'll send my money, Sir Major Page.
No. Right.
That's your fucking fault. And there's so much wrong with that name. First off, it's Sir. How many sirs you know? We ain't in England, motherfucker. Your name is Mr. or at tops doctor. We don't have any sirs over here.
You right. I know way more Lil something. I know some ain't Lil Wayne, Lil Peanuts. I don't know no sirs.
Sirs, right? Sir. Then you got the fact that he was young, right? So he's 32 now. He started this page in 2018. This nigga was young. 30 years old and you coming up on $1 million scheme of a Black Lives Matter. I mean, and he's not, he wasn't wrong. If he black, Black Lives Matter.
You know, man. Really,
you know, but here's the issue.
This he how got you the name tell for me. Major Pain, though. He like, this is a Major Pain. You know what I'm saying? But that came from Major Pain. I like, so you cannot. Shit, fuck that. It did. For sure.
So he stole from Damon Wayans and he stole from Black Lives Matter. And then just scammed us, right? This is how you can tell that he wasn't shit. He spent thousands of dollars on things in 2020, and what he bought was cufflinks and $150 ties. First of all, I can't think of the last time I was like, damn, nigga, those are cufflinks. That's the oldest shit I've ever heard in my life. Second, what Well, why are you dressing up in 2020? We all in quarantine, and you like, look at this sick ass tie I got. Yep.
Look at the wrist. Look at
who's doing that? You a young 30-year-old man in 2020 during quarantine, and you like, ain't nobody fucking with these ties, nigga. Look at these motherfucking cufflinks. Are you going to prom, motherfucker?
Say, my house fly.
Or some shit.
Listen. You know. They said in the article the reason the feds caught onto him was because this account never had more than $5,000 in it before. Now you cut to him doing these scams and now it got up to $200,000. Somebody's going to look and see what you did with that money. And like you say, if all you have to show is a fucking jet ski and a pinata, they're going to be like, you're going to jail. Going to jail.
But on the same note, with a comma, if you invested a little portion of that into something that looked too legit to quit, you know what I'm saying, then you might get away with it.
No.
That is very true. That is very true, Precious, and I was thinking about that. It's like, yo, and maybe he did do this, and they just didn't put this in the article. Maybe it's just an attempt of the white man to just shit on a young brother that really was trying to help. I'll never rule out evil whiteness, you know, or white evilness. But let's say that ain't the case. You know, you would think that amidst all of the fuck shit that's going on against black people, you would go, damn, I just hit a lick on two people's death. Let me send them a couple thousand. But he didn't do that, you know?
At least.
It's like the money was free. Would it have killed you to just, I don't know, kind of do what's right?
Yeah, see,
he should have diversified. I'm saying he should have just diversified basically his profits. He should have used a little bit over here to help, you know what I'm saying, to justify, but then a little bit for himself to ball. We're not really mad at him for balling. He just should have helped somebody else, some other lives. I feel what y'all saying. Okay.
I will say this because I did read this. It was made in 2018, and then his like fake account just got hit up when the George Floyd and Breonna Taylor stuff went out. So it's not like he really was cashing in.
And he really may have had the intentions of actually doing some charity and be like, cool, I'm gonna get a couple thousand and I'll use that for good. And then once he got 200,000, it was like, there is some shit I've always wanted.
If you're gonna do charity, you gotta look nice. You gotta have some nice suit.
Let me get these cufflinks.
You gotta have some cufflinks. You can't be having no broke ass ties trying to say that you want to help our lives matter and stuff. No, you gotta look nice.
This is how disenfranchised we are as a people. We are sitting here trying to find ways that this guy can be absolved of his crimes.
Yeah, he's still looking like a con money. Man on the house.
We just like, I mean, maybe it wasn't that bad. I mean, but what was the brother trying to do? Look, if he had ill intent, fuck him, and hey, enjoy jail. But if he just got caught up, damn, they should have taught us finances in school. So, you know, what it is.
All right, y'all ready for the next story?
All right, so a new bill will make natural hair discrimination illegal, finally shutting it down. California was the first to pass a law banning natural hair discrimination. It was called the Crown Act, create a respectful and open world for natural hair. The U.S. House of Representatives just passed a similar bill, and next the federal bill will move on to the U.S. Senate. Some tweets about the bill. For far too long, black women have been penalized for simply existing as themselves. That ends today. Another quote was like, no one should feel forced to change their natural hair. I've been rocking my crown for decades, and everybody should feel empowered to rock theirs too. Listen, they also declared we have a National Crown Day on these hoes, July 3rd. Yes. Mm-hmm. That is a national crown day. So not only did they get this bill passed, they also have a day, you know, that represents us, you know. Finally, we are getting some R-E-S-P-E-C-T put on our C-R-O-W-N. On our crown.
Nice. I feel like the women who specifically got the crown day approved, like, one, I love whenever it goes from talk to actual, like, legislation and changing policies. Like, they weren't just like, let's all post a black and white selfie and feel good about our hair. They was like, no, how can we make some laws that say you can't not hire black people for their hair? oh, and let's go to the school and be like, you can't tell students what they can or can't do. You know, I like the fact that they took it and got it done. And let it be known that it was Black women who spearheaded this whole thing. So shout out to them.
Yeah, that was us, by the way. And y'all was trying not to let them kids graduate from high school. I'm sorry, y'all go ahead.
Does this just apply to women, though? Because what about the
dudes? No.
It's for everybody. I like what you said, though, that everybody got, you know what I'm saying, that they passed the, they went and passed the actual bill and everything. That's jacked up, though, that they, it's a bounty on our hair, though. And that this been, like, I didn't know it was illegal, that our hair was illegal this whole time. I didn't even know we had to make it a bill. We can't do nothing about our hair. And then what about when white people steal our hairstyles? Do they hate on them, too? Because it'd be white people with dreadlocks, white people with cornrows, afros, mohawks.
And we don't trip. I be trying to figure out how
we get fired.
Get
right. Like, but we be getting fired and stuff.
They will dead ass put Kim Kardashian with box braids on the cover of Vogue and fire another Black woman who works at the Vogue office corporation for having box braids. Like, that's how desensitized the fucking world has been to this whole shit. And I definitely feel like now I like the fact that it's actually illegal and it's not just a complaint.
It's wildly, it might be one of the most racist things I can think of, that your fucking head is discriminated against. And like, we're just now getting around it. I remember hearing different stories, like a track runner has to cut his hair before he can run, and young girl is sent to detention for their hair. And it's just like, it's one notch away from Black runner has to bleach his skin in order to run. I mean, it's literally the same thing. And it's a shame that it's that way. And like Brent said, you know, it do make me ask personally, is it for guys too? And I'm sure it is, but I can relate to hair discrimination. You see, having an afro, people call you all type of things. And I'm not for it. The only fucked up thing is, it's come from my own fucking people. I'm a fucking weirdo because I wear an afro. Norbit, all this fuck shit because of how my hair grow. I want you to have the same energy with these Black women that you have with your own king. Black people, hello?
You know what?
I don't go like this, bitch. We got to start. This is very selfish. We got to start appreciating naturals, goddammit. This is not weird. This is how my hair grow. I hate to make this about me, but I'm going to cry at night. I gotta wake up and pick my shit out every day. Don't nobody pat me on the back and say, I see you, King, except for women over the age of 60 and guys in leather jackets. Them the only women. You sharp. You think I wanna hear I'm sharp all the time? I wanna hear some young bitches say I'm fine as fuck. I wanna hear these older women calling me sharp.
Boy, you shy.
Okay,
we got that
off. Yeah, July 3rd, Crown Day. July 3rd, man. Ron, that's you.
This story, I hadn't heard about this. This story should be more popular than it is, especially right now, because it is one of the most egregious acts of racism and discrimination I can think of, that your hair is bad. I mean, it's literally the way it grows, and people have been fired. People haven't had jobs. They've been called unprofessional, and they ain't talking about some crazy ass half shave and then a little fucking dookie twist on the top and then some fucking pressed perm shit right here. They talking about simple braids and simple locks. Two hairstyles that there are different cultures where that's all it is. That's like if we see all these white people with these fucking bowl cuts and these goddamn mullets and be like, hey, get the fuck out of here. If we gonna discriminate against somebody's hair, let's start with Donald Trump and that motherfucking face sucker he got on the back of his head. Why is that not professional? When your hair do the what and you standing still, that's unprofessional. You don't tell me my locks is unprofessional and your hairstyle got a mind of his own. When your hairstyle is calling people bitches and hoes.
What do older Black people say about your hair, Ron? Older Black men.
They're like, oh, my man, that's natural. Say, man, Jack, that is bad. That's out of sight. And, you know, I can't say fuck off. I got to go, hey, brother, you jamming on the one. Get the fuck out of my face.
They be walking up to you, giving you the fist and shit.
I want people to look at me and think about Drake.
Well, but we're working. We're working towards that. One policy change at a time, Ron.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So shout out to the women who worked to get this policy approved.
Shout out to them.
The headline for the last story is all comedians might need therapy. Chris Rock recently did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and he basically said through doing this therapy 7 hours a week, you know, for an extended period of time, he's actually been diagnosed with a learning disorder that prevents him from picking up the non-verbal cues of social interaction. This basically means that he takes things too literally. He says this is great for writing jokes, but not really good for his one-on-one personal relationships. He says a lot of things that he's been dealing with his mental issues. He thought that, you know, it was just because he was famous and it was a lot of input going in from the world. But then he later had to realize that this just comes from his childhood trauma, much like a lot of the men that I've dated afterwards telling me the reason they fucked me up was because of their undealt with childhood trauma. This is kind of something that, yeah, this is something that a lot of people figure out later on in life. I'm still trying to really wrap my brain around it, and I'm trying to be sensitive to it because mental health is real. There's a whole bunch of mental issues within the Black community that have tons of different labels. Chris Rock is happened to speak about it now. What do you guys think about this, and how is your mental health?
Fucked up. Shit. Fuck the fuck out, shit. But nigga, keep going. I keep going. Nah, I'm just saying, nah. I don't have no childhood drama and stuff. But yeah, like, I understand this totally. I think it is important to get to those issues because a lot of times those are why our relationships are fucked up. And we just look at it like, what's wrong with the next person? Because it's hard to look at yourself. Shout out to him for doing that and even being able to talk about it.
I think his doctor lying. I think his doctor straight lying to him, and he getting checks off of him. Because if he was keeping it real and telling him, man, Chris Rock is a genius. Chris Rock been a genius our whole life, making observations off stuff. How you going to say that he, excuse my French and all that, but now he got a disorder, and now he dumb with it? They trying to make it seem like something is wrong with him, and ain't nothing wrong with Chris Rock. Everybody is different. Mental issues, everybody has them. We all have a mind. We all have things we have to process. You get what I'm saying? And being a comedian, that's where we get our therapy. That's where that, and now that we don't have it, so there is no therapy to have. But if the man was keeping it 1 million with him and told him, like, yo, nothing's wrong with you, well, there's no reason to see you, my therapist, 5, 6, 7 times a week like he doing. He just said he getting 7 hours a week off of.
I know.
He thinking something wrong with him because somebody is telling him something is wrong. And they've been telling us, they've been saying stuff is wrong with us our whole lives, that Black, especially like Black people, brown people saying that we got ADD and they be giving us all kind of extra medicine and stuff for our kids, saying we can't pay attention and stuff.
To Brent's point, at one point in time, like I think it was like late 90s, early 2000s, they was putting every Black kid on Ritalin. Like,
that is true. And then you have these kids from being active and now they just sitting there like, but sometimes it's nothing wrong with us like sitting down talking to somebody and trying to figure out what the fuck.
I feel like a lot of times they try to slap labels on you and you'll just feel like that's some shit you gotta have forever. Like a nigga could feel like they have anxiety, but if you keep claiming it and say that you have anxiety, you're gonna be stuck on medication for it. Your brain is never gonna stop doing it. Or you could be like, oh, I can get anxious sometimes. Here's how I can deal with it better. But once you start claiming that your brain has these certain things or whatever, it's like, you gotta be careful how you're labeling just the way your brain works and not just really be like, you have this, you have that. Chemical disabilities and how I choose to filter the world is two totally motherfucking different things. And you gotta really trust your therapist and feel like they not just taking your money.
All he said is he takes stuff too literally. And a lot of people are like that, and we don't know what it's called, but
therapy can help people. But when you are labeled to a point where you yourself feel you're broken, and they can come with certain terms all they want, but that's why I went aggressive with it, because you and yourself can think, oh, I'm a monster, or I'm something wrong with me, or they'll put labels on us, and then we'll feel like, oh, my whole life I've been doing. No, Chris Rock, man, you're one of our finest, bro. Like, keep your head up.
One of the interviews that he did, talking about it, and I was just being in the community, the comedy community. I had heard about this a little prior too, and I'll say this much: let's not forget we're talking about one of the finest minds of our time. So it's not like you know, his mama dropped him off at the doctor and he just got taken advantage of. We're talking about a fucking genius who went into therapy because of his own issues. That's point number one. Point number two, to your credit, Brent, I understand what you're saying, because what has happened is people have taken advantage of what labeling things are. So when you say someone has a learning disability or something of that nature, the purpose is to identify one of the issues that you have so that you can, so you have a pathway of rectifying behavior or actions that you don't find conducive to your life. The issue is that that has been taken advantage of to where some people are just trying to get money. In other words, yes, I get it. It could just be his brain is different, and at the end of the day, motherfuckers is different. From what I've heard and understand, that this learning disorder has had other effects in his life, not just the social things that we would think about, but just his way of learning other things too.
In his personal relationship, nonverbal cues, like, that's all we as women give y'all half the fucking time. We don't never want to tell y'all what's wrong with us. It's all nonverbal.
And we always dumb to it, though. Aren't we always dumb to it? And y'all always be like, they stupid. And because we just think differently. I mean, like, yo.
Like, if I'm slamming the car door because I'm mad and he like, I don't pick up my nonverbal cues. Yeah, go see a fucking therapist, nigga, because I can't.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah. And you would have to think, this guy, he's literally a wordsmith. So words are very important to him. So when that's your profession and you're one of the best at it, you're one of the best on the extreme end of the spectrum verbally. So he's like, man, fuck nonverbal. Bitch, if you got a problem, say it with your chest. You slamming doors and shit. I'm going to think that you just strong than a motherfucker. So I get it.
His job literally is making observations, though. That's what he uses his words.
No. If you think
got the disability here, him or his therapist?
Where you get the point of view from? It's you.
Right. Where the hell is he getting this?
Ooh, but what if Brent is right? What if his therapist is the one with the real disability and he's just not even, like, woke enough to understand Chris Rock? His therapist need to see somebody. I'm feeling it. Well, you guys, though, we will say that therapy should be free. Almost every human being needs it. And check your childhood traumas before you slide in our DMs. All right. that was half woke. I hope that you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. Make sure you leave some comments below. We'll be responding back to you. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Brent Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Ron T.
See you next time.